لله رب العالمين، نستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به عز وجل، نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله، نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. We give praise and thanks to Allah, the Lord, sustainer of the worlds. We believe in Him, we turn to Him asking for assistance, and we turn to Him for forgiveness. And we witness that none is to be worshipped except Him, that He is God alone with no other gods with Him. And we witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is His servant and His messenger. And we salute Muhammad with the traditional salute, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Wa ba'd. The prayers and the peace be upon him. Dear believers, this religion, Al-Islam, is a religion of consciousness, mindfulness, remembrance. Remembrance is a religion of remembrance. The God who created us to seek Him. To seek Him for obedience. To seek Him for guidance. And to seek Him for His mercy. And to turn to Him when we forget and do wrong, to turn to Him for forgiveness. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا. O believers, all you who believe, remember God with many or with much remembrance, remembering Him over and over again, constantly, as we live. And again, Allah says, Most High, in the Quran, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اذْكُرُوا اللَّهِ. And again, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اذْكُرُوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ. All mankind, or all people, remember God. And again, all people, remember God's favor on you. So remembrance is also the remembrance of God for His favors on us, for His goodness to us, for His gifts to us, for His blessings on us. And again, Allah Most High says, يا أيها الذين آمنوا كلوا من طيبات ما رزقناكم واشكروا الله. All you who believe, all believers, eat only of the good things that God has provided for you, and give thanks to God. واشكروا الله, and give thanks to God. And again, Allah Most High says in His book, فَإِذْكُرُونِ اِذْكُرْكُمْ فَإِذْكُرُونِ اِذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُوا لِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. And if you remember me, God says, I will remember you, and give thanks to me, and do not make others God with me. And again, Allah Most High and glorified is He above all, He says in His book, the Quran, الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا فِي هَذِهِ الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةٌ وَعَدُّ وَاسِعًا. Those who do good in this world's life, in this world, the reward for them is good. They will get good in this life. And God's earth, this earth that we live on, is called God's earth. This is God's earth. He made it, not us. And God's earth is spacious. And God's earth is spacious. A farmer who farms his land, if he finds that that land is too poor to produce what he needs to sustain himself or take care of himself and his family or his business needs, and he finds that he cannot do anything with that land, that it can't be improved enough to support him, his family, or his business needs, or whatever his personal needs might be, he will move on. He will go to find other land. He will move on to find better land, land that can take care of his needs. So it is with life. If we're living in a situation, and that situation is not giving us the good life that we want, Allah wants us to know, God, that is, wants us to know that he made the whole earth. And he made the whole earth for his worshipers, for his servants, his worshipers, his slaves. The literal term in the days of the prophet, but now the term is softened to mean his servant. He wants his servants to know that he has made the whole earth for us. And we are to seek better situations for ourselves. Not to live in the same old situation, suffering, not progressing, not being able to realize the good return from your effort. And you continue to put up with that day in and day out, week in and week out, month in, year in, year in and year out. And you're getting older and older, and your children are getting older and older. Don't put up with situations like that. If you can't get the good life that you want, you can't get the good results for your efforts, then think about other places to go. Think about other towns to live in, other regions to be in. And go, because Allah's earth is spacious, he says. The whole earth belongs to Allah. And you belong to Allah. So we should go seek better situations for ourselves, as the farmer will do. He will move from a land that won't produce for him, and he will go to a land that will produce for him. And again, sometimes we all press. We're burdened. Our spirit is strained. Our spirit is burdened. And we don't know all the time just what the real cause is. There are many things happening in our life, and we can't put the finger on any one thing. But the spirit is burdened, and we know it, and we are distressed, or we are under pressure all the time, and not realizing the good feeling inside of our souls that we want for ourselves. Sometimes it is that we are not strong enough personally, spiritually, personally, to make proper decisions. We don't want to hurt this person. We don't want to hurt that person. We're trying to please this person. We're trying to please that person. We don't want to give up this possession. It's so dear to us. You know, some people keep a worthless piece of object in the house or in the trunk of the car, or in the garage forever. It's taking up space and everything. But they have some kind of attachment to it. Some people get attached to junk, and they can't give up junk, you know. It has no value. They're not going to get anything for it, but they're attached to that junk. And they'll keep that junk in the way. And they'll be depressed. The spirit will be down, and they won't know what's making it like that. because you can't get in the closet. You can't walk through the bedroom. You can't use the trunk of the car for the groceries. You got too much junk around, you know, that you can't give up. And sometimes the people that you love are just like that junk. So don't burden yourself too much unnecessarily, because God can't help you unless you help yourself do the things that God has given you the strength and the sense and the intelligence and the power to take care of. So take care of those things that you can take care of. And then God will show you his mercy. And God says, فَمَنْ تَابَ مِنْ بَعْدِ ظُلْمِهِ وَصْلَحَ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. And whoever will repent after wronging themselves. You wrong yourself sometimes. Whoever will repent after wronging themselves or himself or herself, and not only repent, now God asks something else of us. Waslaha. Waslaha means after you've done that wrong, then make it your business to do good thereafter. You got to make a decision after you say, I've been wrong. Then make a decision. Say, I don't want to be like that anymore. I'm going to be decent. I'm going to be righteous. I'm going to be upright. I'm going to be conscious for God's sake. Waslaha. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ يَتُوبُ عَلَيْهِ. Surely God will accept the repentance of such person. إِنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ رَحِيمُ. For surely God is ever ready to forgive and show mercy. See, God is not like us, you know. We get hurt and we're hurting and we have to force ourselves almost to forgive the person and be nice to the person that have hurt us or done us wrong. But God, and believe me, any wrong to yourself is a wrong against God, because God made you, and God gave you the nature, life and the nature, to be right. So anytime you don't be as God wished for you to, willed it for you to be and intended for you to be, there's a wrong not only against yourself, it's a wrong also against your God that made you like that. If you made something in your house to be a certain way, and I come in your house and change that and mess it up, didn't I wrong you? Okay, if you give me a gift for myself, and you gave me that gift wanting me to enjoy it, then you learned that I took that gift and messed it up. I didn't only hurt myself, try myself to give, but I wronged you too, didn't I? Well, your life is a gift from Allah to you. So when you don't treat it right, you're also wronging Allah. But surely God is ever ready to accept the repentance of any person. And surely God is ready at all times to forgive and show mercy. So he's not like us, holding back till we are convinced that you've suffered enough. God is always leaning forward to you like this, just wanting you to do one little thing so he can go and help you. Praise be to Allah. So this is our Lord, our God, a God of mercy, a God of forgiveness, a God of kindness, a God of great love, eternal love, endless love. And all his attributes are perfect and absolute and eternal and unending, never ending. And he says, his wrath falls upon whomsoever he wills it to fall upon. But his mercy extends beyond his wrath. This is our God, most merciful God. So we pray to Allah to guide us always, to forgive us when we err, and show us mercy. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم، وبعد. Praise be to Allah. We worship Him and Him alone, and we witness that Muhammad is His servant and His messenger. The prayers and the peace be upon Him, and what follows of that salutation. We pray to God to give us in this life good, and in the next good. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Our Lord, give us in this life world good, and give us in the next good, and save us from the fires of sin. This is the prayer, one of the many prayers found in the Quran that we are to say. Now, we said in the beginning of this khutbah, in the first section of this khutbah, this is a lecture or khutbah, that God wants remembrance in us. God wants us to remember, want us to be mindful, want us to be thoughtful. This is one of the, I guess, no other interest in Islam is higher than that interest. That is for us to remember God, be mindful, be thoughtful. And to remember God for His blessings on us. To remember God for His blessings on us. And to want only the good things for ourselves and our loved ones, our people at large. And God wants us to be thankful. This is part of remembrance, to be thankful, to appreciate God's blessings on us, to appreciate God for His goodness and for all the wonderful things that we enjoy in His creation, which is His gift to us for our understanding, for our study, for our contemplation, our study, and benefits. So we are to remember God and be thankful to Him for those things. We are to turn to God when we do wrong and ask God for forgiveness, and we should make a decision after seeing that we are wrong to not be that way again, to try hard to keep right conduct, good conduct. And God says, if you remember me, I will remember you. So that's all it takes. Just remember Allah. Allah remembers you. Not that a God, these words in Arabic, they are not like English words, remember. For want of better words, we just have to use these words, remember. But God means, if you have God on your mind, God will have you in His interest. That's what it means. If you will have God on your mind, God will have you in His interest. You'll be in His interest. Praise be to Allah. And God wants us to know that He did not make all situations the same. He did not make all situations as fortunate for you as other situations. He made some situations more fortunate for you than other situations. So don't live in misery day after day and all the time, but turn to God and say, God, I think I'll do a little traveling and go in the name of God to a better situation. And we also, I hope we'll say it, that along with remembering God is also a requirement on us to be thankful, to God. For all of His good works and all of His good things that He have created for you and yourself included, for your own enjoyment and benefit. You know, people should remember that when you can't enjoy anybody else, you can enjoy yourself. Sometimes you have more enjoyment just sitting with yourself than you do sitting in the company of people that annoy you, you know. So remember that. The saying is, it's better to sit alone than in the company of wrongdoers. Mm-hmm. Yes. But God wants us to be with each other. God loves to see us together, socializing and being with each other. But when that situation can't be found, we have to part with the people who make our life an aggravation, you know, and we have to be alone until we can do better. This is not a Marquis de Sade religion. We don't believe in punishing ourselves, you know, and suffering. We don't like pain on ourselves, you see. So remember that. So Islam also wants us to know that once we do wrong and we repent for it, then we should work to establish for ourselves a good reputation. A good reputation. Establish for yourself a good name. God loves the person who turns from his sin, no matter how much your sin have been. He loves any sinner who will turn from his sin. Any sinner who will turn from sin, God loves that person. And then God wants you to establish for yourself thereafter a reputation for doing good. That's all. Build yourself a new life. Build yourself a new name. Get a new reputation. And let that reputation be a reputation for doing good. Remember, corruption is a slave master. Indecency, vulgarity, corruption is a slave master. And righteousness, decency, is a liberator. It gives us freedom, and it brings us to a state where we can have liberation. Thank you very much, and let us pray to God that God give us the benefits of this religion through his gift of his word, the Quran, and through the gift of his servant, Muhammad the Prophet. Prayers and peace be upon him. Ameen.
فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
آمين.
أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر.
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 السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة
Yeah, the people who don't know. Thank you.